for the sick. Now to him who is able to what? Exceedingly abundantly above, do all that we ask, think. Some Bibles say imagine. According to the power that worketh where? You see why we want to pray for the sick? Because the Bible says pray for the sick. The kingdom of God is at hand. If you can give me, don't laugh, Randy. If you can give me 5 minutes, I want to go to... Should I have said Randy and Peter? Don't laugh, Randy and Peter. Since I didn't, you laughed. John 3, he said it in the beginning, Pastor Don, and I just want you to look at it real quick. I won't be long with it. It's just a simple thought, but it's profound. It's quick. What I mean by simple is it's easy to establish. What did you say? Nick by night. Nick at night. Nicodemus slipping in at nighttime. So verse 1, Nick came at night, right? Verse 2, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, now look, we know you're a teacher come from God. Not because of the great sermons you teach, but because of the things you do. Whoa, that's heavy. You see that in your Bible? That's there, isn't it? We know you're a teacher come from God, not because of the profoundness of your words, but the backing of those words by God. Amen. Is that in your Bible?
Yeah.
Let me just read it the way it says it. I'm just explaining it. We know you're a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Meaning unless God is doing it through you. Okay? Do you know Hebrews 2 says that how shall we escape if we neglect a salvation as great as this? If we neglect it? And then it says that in verse 4, well, it says that the gospel came first being spoken and revealed by the Lord. The kingdom of God is at hand. He was telling us to repent. And then he'd say, the kingdom of God is at hand. Now go. And what would he say every time? Heal the sick. Why? Because it's not of God. A house divided against itself can't stand. Jesus said, look, I brought my kingdom. It's on the earth. Now go and make things right. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, cast out devils and raise the dead. It's the will of God. It's just so simple. We've muddied it up so bad because we walked in so little power. And we've tried to say the gifts aren't for today and all that stuff. Yeah, you'll be all right. You will. God's changing things. Nobody could do these things. See, I like that. Remember what he said? He got up and... Remember what he asked me to... Oh, no, that was 2 Corinthians. But what is it? 1 Corinthians 4:20. He's been really liking that scripture. He shared it earlier. The kingdom of God is... It's not in word, but in power.
Bang.
Okay. We have been satisfied by good preaching. Good word today, brother. Boy, I can't wait to come back tomorrow and hear the rest. Or next week, or whatever. Paul said, I didn't come with the eloquence of speech. I came in the demonstration of power. And the reason is so that your faith doesn't rest in my ability to speak, but God's ability to move through what we speak. God's power. Okay? I don't know if I can. It was just so flowing. Let me download. Oh, is that a computer term, isn't it? Cast it out of me, Peter. I'm not a computer guy. I'm really not. Okay, I'm having fun and it's late. Forgive me. Come on. I blew my 5 minutes already. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God. Now look. Jesus' response is phenomenal to me. I don't know how we'd respond if a man come up to us and say, Pastor Don, you are anointed and ordained from God. You are right in the will of God because no one could be flowing in ministry like you are unless God be with him. And I don't know how we'd respond, but, you know, bless you, brother. We'll thank you. Continue to pray because we want more of God. I don't know how we'd have responded. There's many ways. Oh, you really think so? Go tell everybody. Send them to church. No. Listen to what Jesus said. Here's a man, because Jesus is an example to follow. He's the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus is a precedent setter. He's got the baton. We said all this in the beginning. You guys did. It was good. Nicodemus comes and says, whoa, you're the man called from God. You're a teacher from God. And it's obvious because nobody could do these things. And Jesus says, for truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom.